In a tiny town in Latin America, in the country of Paraguay, there is this little place that's built on a garbage dump named Quechura. Poverty and filth are everywhere. Trash is the city's only crop, a crop whose harvest lasts 12 months out of the year. People known as the trash pickers literally sift through the garbage, scourging for anything they can sell: paper, pieces of plastic, cardboard. But one small band of these trash pickers has done something amazing. They have found a way to turn trash into musical instruments. Violins are made from oven trays, cellos from oil barrels, trumpets are made from drain pipe. And these pieces are brought together, and together they are used by the children, who have formed an orchestra of their own, the Recycled Orchestra of Quechura. Their story was told in a documentary called Landfill Harmonic. When these kids play, the rest is literally music to your ears. Everybody wins. Local craftsmen earn a modest living turning trash into instruments. Children learn how to make music. The poorest of the poor receive dignity and inspiration. And a corner of the world known for poverty and despair is able to become, in some small way, a place of beauty. One of the parents says, "People used to humiliate us and call us trash pickers, but I feel this is a reward from God, that our children who came from this place can play beautiful music in this way." Some look at what others throw away and see trash. Others look at it and see possibility. It's happening in Paraguay. And I think it happened 2,000 years ago outside the temple, when the Pharisees brought to Jesus a woman caught in adultery. The stakes were high. The Pharisees were intent on killing her. They wanted to stone her to death. To the people who dragged her before Jesus, this woman had no worth, no value, no dignity. Her life was expendable. She was a sinner. She was, to them, garbage. But Jesus saw something more. He saw someone worth saving, a woman who might be in so many ways an instrument. If we've learned nothing else this Lent, we should have learned this: God never tires of giving us another chance. The Gospels the last few weeks have told us again and again stories of second chances. God gives the fig tree more time, another chance to the prodigal son, a fresh start to a woman caught in adultery. The reoccurring theme of Lent is one of restoration and renewal, and significantly, mercy. This is our great source of consolation and hope. God does not give up on us, even when the world does. Even when we feel we are scarred forever by our sins, even if we feel we are banged up pieces of tin that should be sold for scrap, God sees a way to take that tin, to reshape it, and to make from it a work of art. Looked at another way, we may feel our lives are little more than dull noise, but God hears something else. He hears music. He hears even a symphony. We dwell in possibility, and we owe so much to God's mercy. In these final days of Lent, the scriptures call out to us in a very particular way to be open to God's mercy. The readings challenge us to look at ourselves and others differently, to see not what is, but what can be. F. Scott Fitzgerald famously said, "There are no second acts in American life." Well, by the grace of God, there's always a second act, or a third, or a fourth. Look at the prodigal son. Look at the woman caught in adultery. The first act doesn't have to define us. It doesn't have to be the end of the story. And this is our moment to change the narrative. On April 15th, from 6:30 to 7:30, it's here at St. Charles, and on April 16th, from 6 to 7 p.m. at St. Luke, the door will be open. A priest will be waiting. It is an opportunity to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation before Easter, to begin again, to seize this moment. Start writing the next act. A few moments of your time can literally change your whole life. As one who has been there and had avoided the confessional for many years before I was ordained, let me tell you, you will leave feeling a lot better. The God who gave us the Eucharist is waiting to give us the grace to make our lives whole. Take a lesson from the children of Keturah. Damaged goods are still good. No matter what we may think, no matter what the world may tell us, God doesn't see us as junk, something to be thrown away because of mistakes we've made or sins we've committed. He sees us as instruments, waiting to be tuned, waiting to make music, uplifted by His grace, powered by His mercy, we can make beautiful music.